From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. officials say Iraqi forces have regained more than 800 square kilometers of territory from the Islamic State group since the fight to retake Mosul began last week. A Pentagon spokesman says the nearby town of Bartella is being cleared. Despite the gains around Mosul, Islamic State forces carried out several attacks across the country over the last few days. Meanwhile, the United Nations says it has reports of extrajudicial killings and summary executions by Islamic State fighters around the city of Mosul. Lisa Schlein has more.
The UN Human Rights Office says it is receiving disturbing reports of the extrajudicial and summary execution of children and women, as well as male civilians in Mosul. It says it also has received reports of Islamic State militants deliberately using civilians as human shields to prevent them from leaving the city. UN Human Rights spokesman Rupert Colville says it is difficult to verify the reports because they are still being vetted by UN monitors. But he says the breadth of cruelty that emerges from the preliminary reports is staggering. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for a suicide attack that targeted a police training center in southwestern Pakistan. At least 61 recruits were killed, 120 wounded. A Kenyan official says an attack targeting Christians along Kenya's northeast border with Somalia on Tuesday left 12 people dead. Militants belonging to the Somalia-based Islamist group Al-Shabaab attacked the Basharo guest house with grenades and IEDs. The group says the attack targeted Christian workers, marks the latest in several cross-border attacks attributed to Al-Shabaab since 2011. This is VOA News.